I can celebrate this Mass last Sunday because I had just gotten back. I spent a week giving a retreat at our novitiate in Colorado Springs. A novitiate is one of the years of formation for men that are becoming priests or brothers in the Holy Cross, the religious community I belong to. And they were just making a retreat before they took vows, temporary vows, for the first time. So we had 10 guys who made vows in Holy Cross last weekend. So I spent 8 days with them, and the place that we were at was a beautiful place up in the mountains outside of Colorado Springs. But during the novitiate year, they're not allowed to have internet or television and very limited access to the phone and to news. So I decided in solidarity with them, I would go off the grid for a few days. I'm never going to do that again. It was great while you were in it. I mean, it really, a lot of time for silence, and it was wonderful prayer. But coming home, I've got hundreds of messages, email, like an important email that I want to answer. If I owe you an email, please forgive me. I'm getting to it. I'll get to it. I'll get caught up. And then things, you know, that you subscribe to that you want to read eventually. And then you've got the things, spam, you know, the Nigerian prince who wants to share oil royalties with you. And people offering me discounts on pharmaceuticals that I really have no use for in my life. So, and aside from having all those messages going on in with email and with other things, you know, I hadn't read a newspaper and I really hadn't been in touch with the news. And oh my gosh, our world, the things happening in Iraq with ISIS and the persecution of Christians and other groups there, and the things in Israel and all the conflicts there, and Ebola, oh my gosh, just so much. And then having things to catch up with in my own life, work and such. A lot of storms in the world today, and a lot of people with just a lot of pressure on them, a lot going on. And these readings today are sent by God to give us some insights on how we might handle that and things that we might do by looking at that. The first reading in the gospel today were about people who were in the middle of storms. Elijah, the prophet, has just kind of showed up, all the other prophets, and he showed himself to be true and he showed himself to be good, and that always upsets people. So King Ahab and Jezebel were out for his hide. They wanted to kill Elijah. So he had fled. He had traveled 40 days and 40 nights to go up to Mount Horeb. And he goes up to the cave and he knows that he's going to see God. He just knows God is going to speak to him there. And the first thing, there's a huge windstorm, almost like a tornado that goes through. And he waits that out, doesn't sense God there. Then there's an earthquake, and the ground shakes, and the stones fall around him. Doesn't hear God there. And then there's a fire. The mountain's on fire, and the fire kind of dies out, and he goes out there, no God there. And then he's waited all that out, and he hears a still, whispering voice, and that was God. That was God. God spoke to him in the quiet and in the silence, after all that he'd been through. And God guided him and told him what he needed to do next when he left that mountain and went back into that complex, high-pressure world that he was part of. And then in the gospel reading today, the disciples, this passage comes right after the feeding of the 5,000. So they've had a big day. They basically put on a dinner party for 5,000 people and all those leftovers to deal with, 12 baskets full. So they've had a big day, and Jesus knows they're tired. So Jesus puts them in a boat and says, you guys go on ahead. I'll meet you on the other side of the shore. And Jesus says goodbye to the last people holding on, the last people standing out in the patio, talking and chatting with each other. And then Jesus goes up to the mountain, and he goes to a quiet place, and he finds a place of quiet and silence to be with God and commune with the Father. But their disciples are way ahead of them. They're in the boat. In the boat, meanwhile, they're going against the wind and against the current. And when you live life going against the current, when you live life going against the wind, you got to row really hard. So they're rowing really hard and they're getting nowhere, just nowhere. All night they're rowing and it's almost like they're not moving at all. And so imagine their surprise when they see this figure walking toward them, almost ready to pass them. I don't know if you've ever had that experience in Los Angeles traffic where you're sitting, you know, kind of not moving anywhere and somebody on the sidewalk is walking faster than you are. Jesus is walking faster than they can row. And they're afraid. And Jesus says, it's I, do not be afraid. And Peter, if it's you, call me, I'll come to you. And Jesus says, come. And Peter, God bless him, he gets out of that place of stagnation, that place where he's not going anywhere. And he steps out into the water and he's walking towards Jesus and he has his eye towards Jesus and it's going great. He's walking right toward Jesus, walking across these waves, but then he feels the wind and he feels a little water on his face and it's splashing against his ankles and he starts to be aware and he looks down and, oh my gosh, help me, Lord, save me, because he starts to fall. As soon as he loses focus on Jesus, he starts to sink into the water. And Jesus reaches out and saves him and grabs him. And they make it through the rest of the storm together. Three things that I would say that are really interesting and important about these readings tonight for people who live busy world where there's lots of pressure, people who live in the middle of storms. The first thing is to really listen for God. Find ways to listen for God in our lives. And there really, silence is so important. And it may not be that God speaks in the silence like you get an audible voice, but silence is just the time to let things settle so that we can hear the voice of God better in all the rest of our lives. To really find ways to say, I'm going to listen in this time for what God might be saying to me and how God might direct me. The second thing that comes out in these readings is stay focused on the needful thing. The needful thing for Peter was to keep his eye on Jesus and go toward Jesus. Sometimes the needful thing is just to sit down and write what you need to write because you're up against a deadline. So just sit down and write and move, keep focused on that and move toward it. Be focused on the needful thing. Because if we lose focus, that's when we start doubting ourselves. That's when we lose confidence. That's when we get distracted. And that's when we start to sink. I like to go walking, you know, we live in paradise. It's a great place to walk. But I was walking down by the beach a couple weeks ago, and there was a family, a mother and a father and a little boy with a little tiny bike, no training wheels though. And they were teaching the little boy how to ride the bike. And the mother was on the other end of the parking lot. She said, come on, come on. And the father had his hand on the back of the bicycle seat and was running behind the kid. And the kid had his helmet on and looked really nervous. But the father was running and running. And at one point he let go. And the boy was looking at his mother and she said, come on, come on. And he stood up and, you know, he pedaled standing up and he was going toward her. And the father ran up beside him on this side. And he caught a glimpse of the father, and then he started to look down, and then he started to wobble, and like that, and the father caught him before he fell. If the little boy could have just kept focused on his mother, and just kind of moved in that direction on the needful thing, he'd have been fine. And he'll learn. He'll learn to do that. We all do. We have to keep focused on the needful thing. And the third thing that I would propose to you that the scriptures might say to us is, move toward Jesus. Move toward the good. Move toward that which represents the best of who we are, the best of what we were created to be. Because sometimes in the middle of a storm, we may be tempted to just hunker down and stagnate and just not go anywhere like some of the disciples might have in the boat. When we're in the midst of a storm, we might be tempted to go the other direction, go backwards, go back to the other shore where we began. But if we're called to go forward, to keep our eyes on Jesus and move toward the good, move toward the true and the beautiful, move toward that which brings out the best of who we were created to be, we do that through the kinds of choices that we make. Is this choice leading me toward God or away from God? Is this choice leading me toward who I was created to be or away from who I was created to be? Those three things can be such an important thing for us to remember, because we live in complex times with high pressure and a lot of busyness. We live in a time of storms. Let us pray that we might find a place of silence, a place to listen, that we can really listen to God. You know, the church is open. The St. Monica Church is open from about 6:30 in the morning, usually till about 6 at night. Many of you know this because it's hardly you can find a time you can come in here and the church is empty. There's almost always someone else in here praying. It's a beautiful, quiet place to come pray. But I bet you have your own places, a place in nature or a place off your patio or that secret place at work that nobody really goes, but you can go and find some solitude there. Find that place of silence. Second, what is it that God is asking you to focus on? What are the needful things that God may be asking you to focus on? And just ask God to beckon you, call you, and say, come. And then finally, through the choices you make, the words that you choose to use, choose to move toward Jesus, toward the good and the beautiful. Because there is no storm that lasts against the Lord's love. It will all pass. And all things will be completed in their time for all who trust and have faith in God. May we be the people who trust and have faith in God and move toward Jesus in the middle of our storms.